we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. We're holding at the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Beis. So the Gemara is going to discuss some issues relating to Yayin Nesech and Stam Yenam, as we've been discussing. Am Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Yochum, Mishum Rabbi Yudah Meseira. Shlosha Yenosim. There are three levels of wine as it relates to a guy and Isurim. There's Yayin Nesech, that's Aser Ba'ana, Umetami Tum Mechamura. Yayin Nesech, that was actually used in the worship of Avodah Zarah, is not only Aser Ba'ana, but it actually has Tumas Meis, so it could be Metame, a person, it could be Metame Kalim, it could be Metame by carrying it, it's metame ba'ohel. All the normal status of tumas meis is applied to yayin nesech and bekezayis. The shear of the tuma is bekezayis, just like a meis is metame with a kezayis. The second level, stam yenam. If you have yayin that comes from a guy, but you don't know if it was nisnasech, if it was ever used as libations for avodah zarah, so asher ba'ana, you're not allowed to get hana from it. But metame tumas mashkin berevius. It's if a sheretz touches it, it's metame tumakala to be metame ochlim mamashkim and not adam and kelim. So the shear is a revius of such yayin, like all tumas mashkin. So they were not machmir that it's going to be mekabel tuma with less than a revius. Hamafkid yeno etzel ovid chavim. The third madrega is someone who entrusts his wine with an ovid chavim. One may not drink that wine, but that wine is mutar b'hana because you have a suffix whether the guy touched it or not, and therefore it did not become asr b'hana. So the Gemara assumes that we're talking about that you gave it to him without any seal on the barrel. So the Gemara is going to ask on this last din, how is it mutar b'hana if you gave it to the Ovid Chavim without any seal on the barrel? V'hatnan, the Mishnah says in the third parak of Demai, ha-mafkid peirosav heitzal Ovid Chavim, if a person entrusts his fruits to an Ovid Chavim without any seal on it, and the Ovid Chavim returns it, harehin kepeirosav shel Ovid Chavim. You have to treat them as if they are the fruits of the Ovid Chavim, as if they belong to him, because they might actually be his fruits, and that's in regard to l'shvius u'lemaiser. You have to be concerned that maybe this is Shemitah fruits, which are chayiv and biur, or you have to be concerned that these fruits didn't have trumas u'maisos taken from them, because it's very possible that the Ovid Chavim saw your peiros and he said, oh, those look much better than my peiros, so he took your peiros and he switched them out for whatever peiros he had, and it could be those peiros that he had were peiros that he had purchased from a Jew and were therefore chayiv in Shumas HaMeiser. So by Yayin also, that's Mufkad by Ovid Chavim, we have to be choshish that he switched out for his own Yayin, and it should be asr even Ba'na, just like Stam Yenam. I'm not sure it has to be that it was purchased from a Jew, just that he switched it out for his own, and Trumas and Maesos were never taken from it, and it's Peros of Eretz Yisrael, so you have to be Mafresh, Trumas and Maesos. So why should it be any different than Yayin? Why should Yayin be any different than Peros? So the Gemara says, no, when we talk about leaving this third level of Yayin that's left for the Goy, that's Aser B'Shtia but Mutar B'Ana, that's Kigon Sheyichedo Keren Zavis. That's where the Goy had designated a spot in his house to put the wine down, and the Jew had taken a key for that location, for that spot, for that cabinet, or he made some sort of chosam on the chavis, and that's why there's no concern that the guy switched it out. So says Gemara, well, if that's the case, there's no concern that the guy switched it out, ihachi bishtia nami lishtere, then it should be mutter to drink as well. To Rabbi Yochanan ikel afrod, because one time Rabbi Yochanan went to a place called Frod, which was the home of Bar Kapara, and this was right after the death of Bar Kapara. So Amar Klum Yesh Mishnas Bar Kapara. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the people there, you know, this was his town, this is where he lived. Do you have any teachings of Bar Kapara that you could share with me? So it's like when you go to the Lower East Side, people know stuff about Rav Moshe, and they could tell stories and Piskei Halacha that other people just don't know, because that was his location. So Tanu Le Rabbi Tanchum Demin Prod Hamafkid Yenu Etzalov Chavim Mutar B'Shtia. So Rabbi Tanchum Demin Prod said in the name of Bar Kapara that if you're mafkid. So this was the teaching of Bar Kapara, that if you're mafkid wine by an Ovid Chavim, you're allowed to drink it. So Kari Alei, Rabbi Yochanan said about Kapara, he used a mashal, the pasuk in Koheles, Makom Sheipal Eitz Sham Yehu, the place where the Talmidei Chacham lived, that's where they still live. So says Mar Sham Yehu Sal Kedaitach. Does Rabbi Yochanan mean that they're still there? Bar Kapara was dead. What does it mean he was still there? El Sham Yehu Peirosav. No, his peiros are still there. You could still find his Torah teachings in the place where he once lived. So he wanted to know, if you want to know what a Chacham held about something, go to where he lived. Ask the people around there. But the bottom line is, over here, we see that Bar Kapara holds that that if you mafkid by an Ovid Chavim, you're allowed to drink it also. Whereas Yehuda HaMaseir said that the Chavis, that's a Pikadon, is Asar B'Shtiyah. It's only Mutter Bahana'ah. So which is it? Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zera, Lo Kasha. It's not a stira at all. Ha, Rabbi Elazar. Ha, Rabbanan, it's Machlokas Tanayim. Bar Kapara follows Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, and Rabbi Demasera follows Rabbanan's Shita, Ditanya. Because the Brisa says, Echad Hilkech Vechad Asachar Bais Bechatir Shalavik Chavim, whether a person purchases or rents out a house in a chatzar that belongs to Novik Chavim, Umil Uhu Yayin, and the Lokeach fills the house with barrels of wine, and he does not go and live there, Mafteach, and he has the key, Ochosam Biad Yisrael, or some other seal on the barrel that the Jew has access to, but not the non-Jew. Rabbi Lazar Mati, Rabbi Lazar says you're allowed to drink that wine because you don't have to worry that the owner of the chatzar is going to go and undo the seal and then be mezayif the seal to redo it. And that's the shita of Bar Kapara, the Chachamim Osrim. But the Chachamim say that it's aser to leave your barrels there because you do have to be choshesh that he's going to be mezayif. And if he left it there, and the ayin is going to be aser b'shtiyah and mutar ba'anas. Rabbi Yehuda HaMaseira holds like the shita of the Chachamim. So the Gemara discusses, how do we paskin? Amar b'chia b'reder b'chia bar nechamani, amar rav chista, amar rav, v'amri la, amar rav chista amar zi'iri, v'amri la, amar rav chista amar li abba bar chama, hachi amar zi'iri, halacha k'rabi Eliezer. We paskin that even with a single chosam, we're not choshesh that he's going to switch out and be mezayif, and therefore the wine is mutter b'shtia. We should have made a main point of it. The main point is that there are three levels of yayin nesach, that which is absolute nesach and is therefore even metame tumas meis, in addition to being asar b'hanah, stam yena, which is asar b'hanah, but not metame tumas meis, only becomes tame tumas mashkin, and then you have yayin that was given as a pikadon, where according to Rabbi Eliezer, as long as there's a chosam, it's even mutter b'shtia. Am Rabbi Lazar. So Blazer tells us as follows: Hakol mishtamer b'chosam echad. Anything that you have to worry about being switched out, you could assume that it's protected, even with a single seal. Chutz min hayayin she'ain mishtamer b'chosam echad. Except for our case, except for wine, chosam echad is not enough. You need shnei chosamos. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu yayin mishtamer b'chosam echad. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says even wine can be guarded with a single chosam. V'lo pligi haker Rabbi Lazer haker Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Lazer and Rabbi Lazer holds like the Rabbanan. Ikeda Amri Amr Ablazar, Hakol Mishtamra B'chosam B'tochosam. Others say that Rabbi Lazar holds that everything can be guarded in a double chosam, Chutz min hayayin, Shein Mishtamra B'chosam B'tochosam, except for wine, which even a double chosam is not enough. Rabbi Yochanan Amr Afil Yayin Mishtamra B'chosam B'tochosam. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even wine is good enough with a double chosam. It's Ravayu, both of them hold Kirabanan. They just disagree. Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, keep that the Rabbanan are only more machmir than Rabbi Lazar when it comes to a single chosam of b'chosam to chosam sharu, but if it's a double chosam, it's going to be mutter. Umar sav rafil chosam to chosam asri, and Rabbi Lazar holds that even a double chosam the Rabbanan would aser. So hechi dami chosam to chosam. How do you envision what exactly is a case of a double chosam? Amar Rava. Agna apuma de chavisa, shrika v'chasima, havichosam etochosam. If you have something at the edge of the barrel, and it's sealed with some sort of cement or plaster or something like that around the edges, so then you make some chasima in the plaster, in the cement, so you do those two things. You're matiach and chosem. You line it with some sticky substance that around the edges, and you make some sort of stamp in that cement or whatever, in that lining, so that's chosam b'tol chosam v'lo. And if you didn't do that, you just did the smearing it, but you didn't do the stamp in it, lo, then it's not called the chosam b'tol chosam. So another example, dikula umihadik havi chosam b'tol chosam. If you have a basket over the opening of a barrel, and you plaster the basket around the barrel, and you attach it really well, so that's also chosam b'tol chosam. Lo mehadik, but if it's not attached very well to the barrel, lo havi chosam b'tol chosam. Since it's very easy to remove, that would not be called a chosam b'tol chosam. It would not qualify as a double chosam. So says the Gemara further. Another example of chosam b'tol chosam is node b'diskaya chasimas piv lemata havi chosam b'tol chosam. Piv lemala lo havi chosam b'tol chosam. That if you have a leather kli full of wine, and it's tied at the top, and it's put into a bag, a tied bag. So if the knot at the top of the kli is on the bottom of the bag, so that's called a double chosam. But if the openings of the two kelim, the one kli within the other, the openings of the two kelim both face in the same direction, then that's not called a chosam b'tol chosam. And a fourth example of a chosam b'tol chosam, ki kayev pume legav, if a person, after he ties the node, puts the kesher inside, puts the knot inside, v'tzir v'chosim, and then he wraps around the opening, and he's chosim it, havi chosam b'tol chosam. That's called the chosam b'tol chosam. So the Gemara gives four examples of a double chosam, of a chosam b'tol chosam. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa as follows. Barishona hayu omrim, initially the chacham used to say, yayin shel ein kushi, the wine of a place called ein kushi, where kutim lived, Aser is Aser, even though they're not of the Avodah Zarah, mipnei biras srika, because of a place of called biras srika, where of the chavim did live, and those of the chavim used to always come to ein kush. So since a kuti is not makbid, if a guy touches his wine and deals with his wine, we have to worry that all of the wine in this place was dealt with by an ovid chavim. Vishal birkasa, wine that comes from a place called birkasa is Aser, mipnei kfar Parshai, because it's close to a place called Kfar Parshai, and there are of the Chavim there. Vishal Zindar, Asur Mipnei Kfar Shalim. So another place that was also on account of its proximity to another place. Chazru lomar chavios psuchos asuros tumos mutaros. But then later on they said, you know what? If they're open barrels, they're going to be asur, but closed barrels are going to be mutar. Meikara maisavu l'besof maisavu. What did they think originally when they asured all the wine, and what made them change their mind to asur only the open barrels of wine? Meikara savar in kuti makbed al magovid chavim. Initially they held that a kuti is not going to care about an ovid chavim touching his wine, loshna psuchos, loshna sumos, regardless of whether the barrels are open or closed. Lebesov savar, ki lo kapit apsuchos. Now he's only not going to care about the open barrels. Astumos, makbit kapit, but about closed barrels, he's certainly going to be very careful about that. So the Gemara asks Estira, between the brises. The Gemara assumes that just like a kuti is makbid on a guy touching his closed barrels, he's also makbid on if a Jew left closed barrels in his possession, that a guy shouldn't touch it. So the Gemara says, ustumos mutaros, do we not have to worry that a guy touched the stumos, the closed barrels that a Jew left with a kuti? Or a minhi, but I'll ask a stira, because there is another brisa, and it says as follows. The brisa reads, Hashaleach chavish shal yayin biyad kuti. If a person sends a barrel of wine in the hands of a kuti, who is not going to worry about a guy touching the wine? Vishal tzir, or he sends a barrel of tzir, which is like fish brine, and it's made with some vinegar, and it was a dip. Vishal morius, or he sends a barrel of morius, which is made out of fish fat, and they would mix wine in there also. Biyad ovid kochavim, and he trusts it with an ovid chavim. im makir chosam el stamo, if you recognize the chosam and you see that it wasn't forged, mutter, then it's fine. But vim lav, aser, if not, if you're not able to recognize that that chosam was the one that was placed there by a Jew, it's going to be aser, because when it comes to yayin that a kuti has in his control, we have to be concerned that a guy touched it. Tzir that an Ovid Chavim has, we have to be concerned that a guy switched it out for non-kosher fish. Murius that an Ovid Chavim has, we have to be choshesh that he took a little bit out and replaced it with different wine that was his own wine. But bottom line is, what you do see from this price is that we do not allow wine that's by a kuti, even in a closed barrel, unless you recognize the chosam. Having the chosam is not enough. You have to recognize the chosam. So I'm Rabbi Zera lo kasha. It's not a stira between the brisos. A kuti generally is not makbid to make sure that an Ovid Chavim is not going to touch anything, but kan bi'ir, kan bederach. The brisa that says that the closed barrels are mutter are talking about in the city where everyone's going to see what the kuti is doing, and if he's not makbid, no one's going to buy anything from him. Whereas when he's on the road and no one could see anyway, he's outside of the city, then he's really not going to be makbid about the guy touching things, because it's not going to ruin his business at all. So, Masvur Biyirmi, Midi Hanach the Ir, Lobed Arachasu. Well, wait a second. The barrels of wine that are in the city, don't you think that they were transported at some point from the road to the city? Ella Amar Biyirmi, Bein Hagitos Shaninu. Now, the way to answer the stira between the brisos is that the brisa that allows buying closed barrels is talking about where you buy it from the wine press. And the reason they allow the closed barrels is kiven to kuli alma afchi, since everyone is walking by there, mirtas, the kuti is going to be very afraid not to allow gayim to touch it. Amar hashti ichazi li mafsidu li. And says, now what if they see me right now, I'm going to be in big trouble. It's a highly public location. It's not just in the city, but it's in the very wine press itself. So main point of here, we have a stira between two brisos, whether closed barrels can be trusted by a kuti, or we think he's going to allow Ovid Chavim to tamper with it. And ultimately, it's not a stira, because we're only going to trust him in a highly public area where he's going to be afraid to allow an Ovid Chavim to touch it. Okay, so we'll stop there, and next time we'll pick up on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis.